Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here is one that I received to my office recently. This question is about a reimbursement for funeral expenses. The question is, what is the possibility of me obtaining reimbursement for my son's final funeral expenses? When he passed, his wife stated that he had no insurance and that she had no financial means by which to pay for my son's funeral arrangements. As his father, I paid for all the funeral costs. This totaled about $15,000. I later learned that my son had about $70,000 in his Chase bank account. His wife has not offered to reimburse me for his final expenses and refuses to share any other information with me. I found out that she is getting money from his pension now. There was no will. I believe there is also jointly held property. What is available for me under the law? Can I get my money back? That is all I want. Nothing more. My answer is, if your daughter-in-law refuses to cooperate, you may still be eligible for reimbursement for advances on your son's funeral and even final medical bills. You accomplish this by establishing a probate estate. Your attorney will petition the court to make you the personal representative of his estate. As attorneys, we must ascertain whether the assets you mentioned were included in his estate. The title of the property determines its disbursement or holding, so your attorney will need to investigate further. The next question is, I have a judgment for quieting my title. Several years ago, I went to court and won my case against my neighbor. I recently put my home up for sale, and it still shows the old property line on the title and in the legal description. I am furious with the title company and have expressed my disapproval to them. The title company advised me to speak with my attorney that they cannot advise on the law. My answer? First, the title company should have told you that they need to have a certified judgment from the court. Secondly, your title must reflect your judgment. You do this by taking a certified judgment and recording it with the county property records. Unless the court ordered that a new survey be performed, which is advised, the title company should then be able to pick up any changes related to your property and replace the old description. The final question is, I sold my house in 2018 and there was a verbal contingency at the closing regarding the condition of the home. I promised to fix the side of the house's water drainage within a year of the sale. I recently received a letter from the buyer stating that they have invested over $40,000 in water foundation systems, and I am obligated to reimburse them in accordance with our agreement. Despite the passage of over 6 years, I want to adhere to our agreement. However, given the passage of time, how can I be certain that the water drainage issue on the home side was the cause? What should I do? My answer is, all agreements related to real estate that affect real property or parties beyond a year's time must be in writing. This is known as the statute of frauds. Real estate transactions must be in writing. Therefore, your verbal agreement lacks enforceability. Even if you wrote down your agreement, it appears you limited your legal liability to the first year after the sale. However, if you want to do this work, I would be cautious and consult an attorney to verify the buyer's information. First, be careful not to acknowledge or waive your defenses before contacting the buyer. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.